You're posting in all the places, all the socials. You're writing all the words. You're showing up like you're supposed to. And yet, it all feels off. Like you're shouting into a void, or worse, you're speaking to people who no longer feel like a match. If your content and your messaging feel misaligned, or if your offers feel stale or boring, or you're starting to resent the kinds of clients that you're attracting, this episode is for you. Welcome back to the Expansion Edit. I'm Jennifer Flynn, the Balance Maven, strategic advisor to high-capacity founders who are building beyond the noise and ready to lead with clarity that actually converts. Welcome to episode 4, Message Realignment. Speak to who you serve now, not who you outgrew. Today, we're going to talk about something that silently costs businesses money, momentum, and meaning. What's that something? Message drift. We're going to talk about how to realign your voice to serve the clients you're meant to lead now, not the ones who resonated with your past self. So let's start with this. What is message drift? Well, message drift is what happens when your brand, your voice, your content, your messaging all still reflect a past version of you. A version that might have been more accessible, more available, more eager to prove, more in the grind or the hustle. It's a version that was still kind of figuring out who they served and what they stood for. But now you've evolved, but your message hasn't caught up. It's like walking around in clothing that's technically still fits, but it doesn't really feel like you anymore. So here are the telltale signs that I see when message drift is in play. You're attracting people who say the right things, but feel like an energetic mismatch. You're converting clients, but you're resenting the work or the dynamic that exists once you onboard them. You feel disconnected from your own message, your own content, your own words, even though they sound good. Your audience engagement is high, but your conversion is falling flat. You keep rewording posts and messaging and words 10 times because none of it really feels like truth. Message drift is a subtle thing, but it's very expensive. And it's not that you're lazy, it's that you've been too busy growing to update the container that holds your voice. It's usually the last thing that we do. And growth requires recalibration. Messaging is no different. Your old voice served a purpose. It helped you find your footing. It brought in the early clients. It got you here. But what got you here won't get you there, especially if there includes higher quality clients, deeper work, and more freedom. One of my clients, let's call her Taylor, ran a successful creative business. Her messaging was super polished, professional, clear, totally safe. And she came to me saying, "I feel like I'm performing for clients I don't even like." And when we looked deeper, we realized that her content was still speaking to an earlier stage, so somebody further back on the timeline. And they were very price sensitive, please help me build a brand kind of clients. And when she was craving a higher level of visionary who wanted bold creative direction, not handholding, these people were further on the timeline. There was a conflict in what she was saying and what she was wanting to attract. So the result, her consults or discovery calls kind of felt like therapy sessions. She over-explained her value. She was constantly questioning her pricing. So we rewrote the brand narrative. We repositioned their services and changed the tone of her visibility so that it was not just about polish, but more about presence. And within a couple of months, lo and behold, higher caliber clients started showing up, shorter sales cycles, higher conversion, zero resentment. Her business didn't just make more money, it got its soul back. And alongside it, so did its founder. So let's name the costs because they're real. When your messaging no longer fits, here's what it costs you. Time. Time wasted speaking to the wrong people. Energy. Energy spent filtering yourself for professionalism, not presence. Money. Money left on the table because your message doesn't match your value or the people you want to serve. Creativity. Creativity that's drained by trying to write words that convert instead of words that are true. This isn't just a copy problem, it's a calibration issue. I'll say the quiet part out loud. Most high-functioning founders resist message realignment because it requires identity reintegration. I'm going to say that again. Most high-functioning founders resist message realignment because it requires identity reintegration. What does that mean? You have to acknowledge that you've changed. You have to acknowledge that you're no longer who you were when you built this version of your business. That you're allowed to sound different, to write different, to charge different, to attract different, to serve different. And that's vulnerable as hell, scary as hell. Feels like burning the whole thing down sometimes. It's easier to hide behind my messaging is fine rather than admit I've outgrown the people I built this for. So I want you to write this down for later. Am I still speaking to the clients I want? Or just the ones I know how to attract? Where am I filtering my voice to sound like someone I've outgrown? These can be big questions. So, how do I realign my voice? Realigning your message doesn't mean scrapping the whole brand, doesn't mean killing the whole mission. It just means refining. What do we need to refine? We need to refine your core positioning. What are you truly here to say? Who are you really for? Where's your zone of genius? Your tone. Are you being heard? Or are you still just trying to sound credible? Your platform strategy. Are you showing up where your next level people are or where your old audience lives? Your offers. Are you creating for your current capacity and brilliance or your past insecurities? You don't need a rebrand. You just need a recalibration. So I want you to ask yourself, if I let go of every should, what would I actually want to say to my people? Said another way, if you stopped shooting on yourself, what would you want to say? What would my message sound like if I trusted it to do the heavy lifting? And that includes who you're not for. If you let your message sound the way it's meant to sound to attract the right people, it will repel the wrong people, and you have to not be afraid of that. Your message is more than marketing. It's a filter. It's either going to attract people who are already a match for your energy, your pricing, and your brilliance, or it's going to invite in people who require convincing, adjusting, and over-explaining. You do not want to spend the next chapter of your business babysitting clients that your voice accidentally called in. So ask yourself, who do I want my message to repel? Who am I ready to stop being available for? Let that soak in for a minute. It's not just about who you're trying to attract, it's also about who you're no longer available for. So here's my final reframe. Your voice is not a commodity, it's an asset. And if you don't take care of it, if you don't update it to match who you are now, your business will keep calling in misaligned energy that you've already outgrown. And that is the fastest path to silent resentment and creative burnout. So, what's next? Well, in the next episode, we're going to look at your offers, what you sell, how you serve, how you deliver it, and how to clean up the parts that are secretly draining you. Because here's the truth: no offer is worth your energetic collapse. But for now, I want you to sit with this. What would my message sound like if I actually trusted myself? If I said the words I want to say without apology or fear? Let that guide your next post, pitch, podcast, marketing message, whatever it might be that's got you out there being visible. Edit accordingly. We'll see you in the next.